So I'll call the meeting to order. Julia can't be here today. Approval of minutes will be put off until our in-person meeting in October. Are there any public comments? Hearing none. President's comments. Thanks everybody for coming. It's such a gorgeous day. I know you all want to be somewhere else.
Yeah, good week.
In my office, COVID and flu have really died out. But fantastic. Strep is going crazy. So hopefully everything is going well for everybody. That's all I have. We'll move on to health officer's report.
Hi, good morning, everybody. I just have a couple of things. I have our Corey team here too, who's going to provide you an update. But I'll give you comments prior to that. So I think a fairly good word to describe last month was growth. We had a couple of teams that really had an opportunity to grow their programs this past month. The asthma care program had 21 new clients enrolled in the month of March, not even near that at any time prior. And the way that they did it was they collaborated with WIC. WIC has an individual text line to all their clientele, and they did a text message focusing on durables and additional social media marketing, and it was extremely effective, and 21 clients came into our program. So really, really success in collaboration. In addition, our Bright Family Beginnings team has 178 clients currently enrolled, 9 new enrollments since February, and 16 other clients in different stages of engagement. This too is the highest growth that we've seen in the team prior to the pandemic. So a lot of new clientele for Leanne's group to work with. We are finalizing the Kenosha County Community Assessment Health Plan report, and we will be providing that report, the preliminary report, to you all next month, and the 6 major groupings that the data really drove us to. And then finally, we opened, the clinic opened a clinic west of the eye last week. I don't know if any of you saw advertisement for that. We partnered with KCHC in Silver Lake and have one room out there that will be in the first and third Thursdays of every month from 10 to 3:30. The services that we'll provide out there are reproductive health and family planning services and STI testing. And we're really trying to target the older teen and young adult population with our resources. The nice thing out west of the eye is we can be far more open with advertising and providing materials for them, even in the schools. They don't talk abstinence out there, so it's really advantageous for us to be out there, and we're hoping to cross collaborate with KCHC and begin referrals back and forth between the two groups. Any questions? All right, thank you.
Thank you, Lori. So how's it going as boss?
Not bad. Things will fly, or they'll become more fluid for me, I think, the more I do things. So thank you.
Where is the recruitment process or hire process?
We had 5 original candidates, none of which were qualified. So it will continue to be posted.
Got it. Okay. So, do we need to go on to the Corey runs?
Yes, let's do that. I'd actually like to introduce two folks to you. Most of you know Leanne Blanc. She is our public health manager here at the health department, but we have a new member supporting this work. He's our new supervisor, and I'd like Leanne to go ahead and introduce Sondalay to the group, and then they'll share a report of what has been happening in the last month or two.
Thank you, Lori. Hi, I'm Leanne, and I've been working with our Narcan program since 2017, since I started here at the organization, and we've had this current grant since September of 2021. So this is our SAMHSA grant, which is Substance Abuse Mental Health Services Administration. Karen's writing as fast as she can over here, and I'm like gonna out-talk her. So we've had that grant, and a lot of that focus, we have two goals of the grant. One of them is training everybody in Kenosha County, first responders, general individuals, anybody who's interested on Narcan. And our first year of our grant, we had over 1,300 people trained on Narcan and over 1,000 people in year two so far. So you can see that our numbers are climbing. The goal two of the grant is the Kenosha Overdose Response Initiative, which we're calling CORI. And that is going out and doing outreach in partnership with Oakwood Peer Support Specialists and Kenosha Fire Department, and reaching out to individuals that had had a recent overdose and their families, and making sure they're getting the resources that they need. So I'm gonna turn it over to Sondalay Nakuna, who we just hired on March 20th, and he's been out on some of these CORI runs and has been partnering with these individuals, and he'll tell you how it's going.
Thank you, Leanne. Good morning. My name is Sondalay, and Leanne has said I'm pretty new here. This is my fourth week, I think, and so far so good. So in our CORI runs, when I came in February, they had just started the first run. We had two individuals that were confirmed of OD or overdose. And when they went out, the team went out, and one of those individuals was incarcerated. And then one of them said that he wasn't interested in receiving any information. As it will happen over the time, some of the individuals will always tell us, yes, they want to talk, they want resources, but some of them will say no, they don't want anything to do with us. And then in March, earlier on, when I joined in about March 20th, we had five individuals reported and confirmed of overdose. And we went out there. One of those individuals was the same person we went to in February who was still incarcerated. However, we did have a 15-year-old whom, when we went out, was still hospitalized. And we talked to the mom who divulged to us that she also has just relapsed and needed information from us and services, which was a good win for us, because not only are we going for the intended individuals, but also it would be nice to intervene other individuals who seek our assistance. And two individuals were not available then. And then we had four around the 6th of April. Unfortunately, we went out and we didn't have any luck, as it will happen sometimes when we go to these individuals. One, they either registered with a organization that helps them to find employment, so they are at work, or number two, the address is correct, they reside there, but they're just not there. So we do have Oakwood and Kenosha Fire Department who go on these runs with us. One of the things that Oakwood does, they have peer supporters there. When we go to individuals, Oakwood also does follow up to reach out to the individuals to see if they needed services, linking them up with services, follow up to see if they access those services. And we always have two members of the Kenosha County Fire Department. What we have with the Kenosha County Fire Department is nine individuals who are part of our team, and with Oakwood, well, we have six now for the Kenosha County Fire Department. With Oakwood, we have four peer supporters. on each and every run, there's always two fire department members. There's one peer supporter from Oakwood. And now we've been talking with our nurse practitioner. We are going to bring in another addition to that because she is working with the medical assistant program to offer treatment. So now what we're trying to do is to offer all the services we can once we go on the run, and especially once we reach and talk to the individual. What else do you need? Do you need to be tested? Do you need treatment? So sometimes we will run into individuals who are saying, I'm done with this. Can you help me with the medication? And this is where the nurse practitioner comes in, because sometimes we learn that the individuals, if they want to get treatment or get medicine somewhere, it takes a while for them to get intervention right away. So our nurse practitioner is the bridge to that. At this moment, we're exploring the structure of that, how that's gonna look. And we also have Michelle, who is our public health strategist. She is also bilingual. She is also available for us to go out when we meet individuals who are only Spanish speaking. So the team is growing. The services that are provided there are growing. And also, as the time goes forth, we are trying to tie our strategy, we're trying to tie our structure so that we make it as smoothly as possible as we can. It's not always going to be smooth, but that's a beautiful challenge. So last week, good news, we received information from the sheriff that they did use two of our Narcans to an individual in the community. And hearing that is always good news for us. At this moment, that is all I have. And it's nice meeting you, and thank you for having me.
Thank you, Sandalay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I will say, while we're on the topic, we have seen an increase in gabapentin being added to other opioids. And in addition, we've also seen xylazine starting to come into our community, the animal sedative that is laced with other opioids. That Narcan cannot reverse that medication. So further challenges. That same weekend where we had four, I think it was not this past weekend, but the weekend before, that was the weekend, I don't know if you all heard, but there was 18 overdoses over the weekend in the Milwaukee County area. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyone have questions for them? All right, thank you. So, Leanne, action and advocacy?
Yes. So I'm also on the policy and advocacy committee for WPHA and WLDAB. And so two of the bills that came across for our team in March, one was called LRB 0589, which was an advanced practice registered nurse licensure bill. And that was because we are losing advanced practice registered nurses to other states because they're allowed to practice at the highest level at other states, and Wisconsin isn't allowing that yet. This bill came across last session as well, so we're pushing it again. We were in support of that bill. It creates an additional system of licensure for our advanced practice registered nurses to be administered by the board. I don't know if Lori, if you have any other information, how this would affect our, you know, nurse practitioner that we have, but we were very much in support of this bill moving forward to the legislature.
Yeah, I don't have any updates on specifics for Krista. She's okay. An advanced family practice nurse practitioner, so
okay,
she may be credentialed to that degree already. I'm not certain.
Yeah, they have to complete 3,840 clinical hours, to move forward, and they don't have to practice while being supervised by a physician or a dentist if the person is under dentistry. So more to come on that. I think we have a meeting in a couple of weeks, so hopefully we'll continue to hear more information on this bill. The other bill that came across was a draft bill, LRB 1140, allowing remote orders for alcohol sales. Before I even say anything more, we were not in support of this bill. So a lot of the information that we got was Wisconsin has a lot more alcohol density, pretty much a bar on every corner, an alcohol retail establishment very close to where a lot of people live, than other states do. So we didn't feel that that Wisconsin really needed this law. This would allow DoorDash, Amazon, delivery of alcohol right to your door. A couple of people that were on our team at WALDEV and WPHA had like tested to see how this would work. And I guess they don't even ask for ID or anything. Obviously, this person was probably closer to my age than they were, 21, but they didn't ask for ID. Mm-hmm. And I guess the other thing is that the person that gets ticketed would not be the alcohol sales outlet, it would be the delivery driver. So say Karen was my delivery driver, she'd be the one that gets the ticket. So none of this made any sense. So we decided we're not going to be in support of that bill, but it sounds like it's going forward in a lot of other states, which is very unfortunate. And it also doesn't allow for that face-to-face compliance checks or anything to check ID. And they said when they do compliance checks, about 75% sell to underage or people that are intoxicated in Wisconsin. So we know that that's really important to make sure that we're keeping our young people safe and our community safe. So we were not in support of that bill. That's all I got.
All right. Thank you. What they won't come up with next.
I know. Well, I can think of something. The driverless cars could intervene in this and deliver without a driver. So...
Just delivered to like the Ring doorbell and that's it. Oh, you know, everything's electronic.
Yeah, well. What if it tries to cross the state line?
Yeah, I don't know enough if this is happening in Illinois already, but gosh, I hope not, because that's where I live.
All right.
Yeah.
Any questions for them? Okay, let's move on to corporate counsel report.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jennifer Fahn from Corp Counsel. We're still kind of waiting on some of the counties from Illinois to sign off on the MOU to allow our officers to go through their area to get to Lake Behavioral. A lot of our local agencies have already signed, I think, Parkside, Twin Lakes, Pleasant Prairie, the Sheriff's Department. We're just waiting on Kenosha Police Department. They're in their approval process right now. It looks like for the last update I got, hopefully after the 17th of this month, they'll be able to sign off. In Illinois, we received 2 out of 5. So we're still waiting on Lake County, Zion, and Gurney. So it's coming together. Hopefully by the end of this month, we can have everyone signed and we can start doing this.
All right. Thank you. Any questions for Jennifer? Okay, we're just flying through. Anybody else have any business or comments? Anything we need to be working on or anything we need to do? Lori's got no assignments for us.
I have no assignments for you this month. We will take a look at the community health assessment next month, though. So I'm sure we'll have I'm hoping to have broader discussion about that when we present that next month.
And we have a meeting of that coming up soon, right?
Yes. On May 17th will be it's actually presented to the health advisory group, and then some actual discussion and voting on the top items. So we have 6 to present, and then that group will vote on the top 3, and then we'll form over the summer, then we'll form work groups to work on those that were selected.
Sounds good. Anyone with questions, comments? Then I'll take a motion for adjournment and you can get half of your lunch hour back to go outside.
Yes. All right.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
See you guys next month.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.